I do. Definitely.
You gonna practice for
that? I am. Absolutely.
What was your takeaway of watching the defense on Saturday night?
I thought we did some good things. I think, watching them in the first game, you're always looking to see, how you handle certain situations that you know is going to arise, different people doing a lot of different play calling and things of that nature. I was impressed with, just how we went out and played fast and really wasn't a lot of mistakes. It was some, and that's obvious, but overall I thought we had a good first outing as a unit.
Justin, knowing how much a gamer Antrell is, not just on game day but also in practice, how much does it alarm you to see your leader like that taken off the practice field?
I know Antrell, he is a fighter, and this will be, hopefully a quick setback for him, and hopefully we get him back on the field soon because he is a huge part of our success. Defense and just an overall team as far as, a leader and a guy that pumps up this team.
What do you like or what have you seen from the idea that Perry has you guys switching sides this year, strong side, weak side, defense side?
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Are we doing it? Unless we've seen this?
Are we switching sides this year?
Yeah.
it's something new, something we're trying to see if, benefit this defense. It allows you to kind of, showcase a little versatility and, it keeps things fresh. I think a lot of people don't understand the difference in playing both sides. It's completely different techniques, completely different, way about going things when you're on quarterback's backside or front side, and just the strength of an offense referred to left or right. But for me, it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to it and doing more of it, and getting more of a feel of how it will be implemented into our defense this year.
Maybe the discomfort at having to do something new outweighed a little bit by the fact that the opposing offense now maybe doesn't know you're always here. JPP's always here.
It makes it difficult, or a little bit more difficult for them, as far as where we might want to attack from, or find the bubble of our defense and things of that nature. We're still adjusting to it and still trying to figure out what place it really will have in our defense. But it's just something I think that can better our defense and makes us a little bit less predictable, and that's something more that offenses has to game plan for.
Was there any sense of frustration all the times when, you're always on one side, somebody else is always on the other side?
It's a little easier for me because, I play inside. I play left and right inside. So it really ain't that much different for me. I know I'm well removed from college, but I did that all up until Michael's retirement. So it really was a quick fix for me.
Justin, can this defense get back to the level, the pass rush, get back to the level of where you guys were when you won 2011?
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think we could. Me talking about it is, that really doesn't mean much. But the belief is that, we still can play this game and play it the right way and be a defense that can be dominant. And, we don't see any reasons other than ourselves holding ourselves back that we can't do it. Yes, offenses are, changing their ways and putting new pressures on defense, but we got athletes that can adjust and play these schemes, and now we're in our second year of seeing the things that teams like the Redskins are going to do, and we kind of prepared a little bit for what everybody thinks Chip Kelly's offense is going to be. So I feel as though we're in a good place right now. We just got to continue to get better, and consistency is always something that we'll always be focused on, that we can't do it one week and then go back to our same old ways the next week.
Justin, how would you describe the fit Cullen Jenkins has been so far?
He's fitting like a glove. You talk about versatility. He can play all front four positions, and he's a guy that he's a winner. He definitely wants to come in here and help us get back to the top of that mountain, and I think he's having a great camp, and obviously you saw some of him flash a little bit in the game with Pittsburgh. So I'm excited about what he's able to do, and just you know, another guy that we can throw in there in different positions to make it very difficult for offense to pick up what we want to do and where we want to come from.
You miss your customized face mask?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Is Demetri one of those raw guys? You know, a lot of talent, but I mean, you can see mistakes, but you can see plays too.
Yeah. I mean, he's young. He's a talented guy, and he's a guy that you know, the sky's the limit for Demetri. If he really wants to be one of the people that we talk about for years and years to come, I don't see why he can't be. He has that ability. This is a system I think he can thrive in, and you know, I'm looking forward to see him continue to mature.
Can we try that again?
Sure, go ahead.
What are your thoughts on the NFL banning that rule?
You have an exception.
They actually didn't ban mine. Mine wasn't a fashion statement, I think some people told me. I did mine as a necessity. So I think as of right now, I'll still be wearing that face mask. But I really don't have any comments on, you know, why the rule is in place, and that's pretty much all I got to say about it.
You have a protection case?
Yes.
Eye protection?
No.
Mouth?
Yes.
Neck?
Mm-hmm. I figured you were running down until you got it. And it took you, what, 6 tries? Come on.
Yeah, I was running out of anatomy in the head.
Yeah. Hair. Hair.
We never had to talk to you about Eli's rap video. What did you think of that?
I thought he was horrible, but it shows a lot of his moxie to actually do something. No, seriously though, Eli's a funny guy, and you pair him with Peyton, and then the cameo with Archie. I mean, that was hilarious. So we gave him a little grief about it, but honestly, it was kind of, you know, admiration of him, you know, kind of going. He's going to the other side. So, but it was funny. It was a clever ad, and it'll be something I'm sure that, you know, years and years to come, we'll continue to poke fun about it. It was funny.
Has it died down, or y'all still using it?
It's kind of dialed down to probably about a 2 reference a day, compared to every time we saw him, we was doing the Super Bowl on my phone. But I had plans of making it a sack dance, but you know, that's kind of been washed out.
Why is it been washed out?
Well, they're frowning on sack dances now too. So
it's crazy.
You can't do the bow anymore?
Can't get a medical exemption.
I don't know.
For sack dances?
I'm just out there playing the game, man.
I think you should try the bow, and then if they
a quick bow.
It, yeah.
Yeah. You got your sack first, man.
Just in this little time, would you even consider the idea that on opening night, I guess, you could be without Roll and JPP, conceivably be without them?
I think you have to. You have to be prepared for that scenario. Obviously, hoping that it won't be true. But you know, we got guys that are ready to step up. Obviously with the recent injury to Roll, it's a huge setback for us and what we want to do defensively. But you know, it gives opportunities to guys like Tyler Sash and Mundy, and you know, that puts a bigger, you know, role on Stevie Brown's leadership in the secondary. So we got the guys that can you know, fill in for Antrell. It's no other Antrell on this football team, but we got guys that can come in and get the job done. So, and with JPP, same thing in defensive end. It puts more pressure on myself, Cullen Jenkins, all of us up Kiwi, all of us up front to kind of, you know, hold a fort until we can get our studs back. So, you know, that's something that we have to be prepared for, but in hindsight, you're wishing that, you know, hopefully they have speed recoveries and get back quickly.